Hello, it's Monday, the 1st of July in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with a new show. We took a week off. We weren't supposed to. Kat was going to have the week off, and Christy were going to hold the fort, but I ended up having an asthma attack. And then I had Sounds Beautiful, which was great. I was only there just for Friday. We're back home by 8 o'clock in the evening, but it was great. Everyone was having a lovely time there. So that was good. Kat, how's things going? You've been so busy.
I have been. I mean, obviously, I had my lovely breakaway, which was absolutely
I looked
amazing. I didn't
fabulous.
want to come home, of course. But other than that, I've just been flat out working for the Heritage Party at the moment. And I know people are going to be arguing the toss about this, whatever. I'm not interested in arguing with anybody. The only reason I'm doing what I'm doing is because I trust David Curtin. And the only reason I trust David Curtin is because I have met that man on numerous
Yeah.
occasions. He has invited us to his events. Whenever we've campaigned about the children, he has never demanded the microphone. He's never even asked for the microphone, never mind promoted his own party. When he has taken the microphone, he's actually spoken about the children
Yeah.
and he stays for the whole event. Whereas other politicians we've had in the past, they come for, when we were in London, for example, we had three other politicians then. They
Yeah.
came just for their slot, promoted their party through their 15 minutes or whatever, and then just sodded
Left.
off. They
Yep.
didn't even stick around to listen to what. So, where my loyalty lies is with David Curtin. He is all about the children. He's the only party. I know not many people know the Heritage Party. And you could argue the toss about whether or not people are going to tactfully vote, right? But my morals are too much for that because at the end of the day, I know people might not like it or whatever, but Nigel Farage did promote the vaccine numerous times. He also endorsed the biggest war criminal we've ever had in this country, Tony Blair, and he's never mentioned anything about the children until very recently, where they've come out and mentioned it, even though they've known about it for a long time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So because election time's coming along, people forget all this. They're obviously going to be look interested now because the election's coming up and it's a hot topic. So anyway, without going into all that, my morals keep me with the Heritage Party. I love this saying, right? I know we're not gonna win. We're not gonna win at all, right? However, as Kim had written something the other day and I thought it was brilliant, I'd rather eat crumbs with bums than steaks with fakes.
Very
And I
good.
thought that was brilliant. And I'm like,
Very
yes,
good.
absolutely. My morals won't allow me to do anything other than stick to the most loyal man out of all of them. So I
Yeah.
have been delivering leaflets around my area and other areas. Before I went away, I was delivering helping Emma, because obviously in Wales we've got six candidates now. In England, I think there's 32 or something, but in Wales there's six. And I've been doing my area because we've got a candidate for my area, so I've been helping her out. So I've literally been running around posting as many leaflets as I possibly can, because obviously the vote is on Thursday, Independence Day. Actually, funny enough.
Exactly,
So we'll see
exactly.
what happens. We'll see what happens.
Christine, how's your week been? What have you been up to?
Well, it's actually been a lovely week. I got quite a few things done and then had this weekend just off and got to do a ton of research. And thank God I did because everything that could hit has hit. So it was wonderful, and I have so much to share. We'll get into that in a minute. It's exciting.
Isn't it exciting? Well, I haven't got much, but the first thing I want to say is I went down today with some friends Thursday night to go to the Sounds Beautiful, and I decided I was going to stay up and watch the entire debate till nearly 5 o'clock in the morning. Probably wasn't the best idea, but I'm so glad I did. It was comedy gold. I mean, in a way, it's frightening. Because what I mean, we know we're watching a movie, but for everyday people, this man is the most powerful man in the world with his finger on the nuclear button. It was comedy gold. Trump didn't need to say a word, and he didn't really. His facial expressions threw it. And there was one part he was trying to hold back laughing, and he had to turn away and laugh. I don't know who's written his script for Biden, to whoever's playing this Biden, I don't know, but it was genius. And then at the end, Jill Biden comes on stage to help him off the stage. She takes him to another room where I felt embarrassed. I was actually embarrassed. She turns round and says, "Didn't you do well, Joe? And you answered all the questions. And what did Trump do? He lied." It was horrendous. And then the commentary after, from the mainstream media, watching these people, they were just destroyed. It was beautiful.
My favorite part was the CNN meltdown immediately following. I mean, their own people looking shell-shocked, and we know they're not. They're not surprised. This was not new to them. They knew this was going on. They've been lying to all of you for years. This is no shock to them. This was not new to them. But boy, you talk about some good actors. They sure want you to think this was the first time they had ever seen him stumble.
I think it was Maddow? Rachel Maddow was saying that that Joe Biden looked fantastic.
Nancy Pelosi did too. She thought he was the best debater ever.
Oh my gosh. Krat, did you see this? Did you see any of it?
Lev, I was on mute. No, I've been too busy focusing on stuff here. I've seen little bits and pieces online, but I didn't watch it, no.
Well, there's just no words.
I can just guess what it would have been like anyway, to be honest.
And, you know, the family is saying now that he's going to stay in. They're encouraging him to stay in. And Joe Biden said the most important person and the most intelligent person he knows to have by his side to advise him is Hunter Biden.
Well, that tells you all you need to know, right?
We're watching this movie and it's insane. Now, I just want to jump over to France. My goodness. After what the Argentinian Prime Minister, who can I say, their inflation 6 months ago was just ridiculous. I don't know what the figure was, but it was like way up. Like the line was going right up to the chart where he did what he said. And do you remember he ripped all the government jobs off the board? Gone. He's got no inflation. That is the first time in 40 years, I think it's 30 or 40 years, that Argentina has had actually no inflation. Because he got rid of half of the government, did what he said. Obviously, he's getting called far right, as is Le Pen in France, who's had that victory. Antifa have obviously been activated over there, but it's showing the people have had enough of what is going on at the moment. People around here, all I'm seeing is Lib Dems. I mean, what?
Really?
Oh. There's loads of Lib Dem things up here and a few, I haven't seen any Labour things.
But even opposite my house. Directly opposite my house is quite Labour, three of them. And I'm like, I didn't even bother. I thought, do you know what? I don't want to waste a leaflet on these people. So I didn't even bother putting one through. I was like, you carry on.
It's showing what is going on in the world. Obviously, it's all being called far right. No, this is just people with common sense who don't want this far left agenda.
Yeah.
So I'll come back with my next story. Christine, off you go.
Wow. Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about, I've got so much. I'm going to start with the Supreme Court.
Yes.
The Supreme Court
just happened.
Well, they've had several decisions over since Friday. Okay. This week, just a recap of all the things that have happened this in the last week. Assange is home free. Trump absolutely destroyed Joe Biden in that debate. The liberal media melted down so big that they were fact-checking Joe Biden, which is hilarious. Congress voted that the January 6th committee was illegitimate. The January 6th prisoners are coming home. We don't know when, but we know it should be soon. And then the Supreme Court actually passed a decision on Trump's immunity.
About an hour ago, this was.
Yes, this came out today saying that he has presidential immunity. So anything that he has done during his presidency, you know, he's covered. And that is a huge victory. He had that rally right after the debate that was absolutely huge. And then back to the Supreme Court. This is such a big story. They passed a massive victory for the January 6th political prisoners and an unprecedented defeat of the corrupt Biden, Garland, Monica, Graves, DOJ. They have overturned the DOJ's use of 1512C2, obstruction of an official proceeding in the January 6th case, which means the Department of Justice has unlawfully prosecuted over 350 Americans for their participation in the January 6th event. A flagrant abuse of the law to punish those who had protested Biden's election and to criminalize political dissent. So we're expecting them home soon, and that is a huge thing. The only thing bigger, if you can believe it, than Trump's immunity and the January 6th case that they've done, they overturned the Chevron deference. Most people don't have a clue what that even is.
No, we definitely don't have what it's called. The Chevron what?
The Chevron deference.
Okay, so what is it?
Okay, since the mid-1980s, that has been what gave the administrative state, the deep state, all their power to govern themselves and interpret the law as they see fit. So when you hear the deep state, that's what they mean. Unelected bureaucrats that have been given the power to basically create laws and regulations. For every one law, there are about 500 regulations that limit what you can do, and no one elected these people to do this. They've been governing themselves. They take a law and say, okay, well, it applies to everyone but us, because we're going to regulate this and that and this and that. And they put all these extra things on these laws to cover them so they can run their illegal, you know, everything that they're doing behind the scenes, their money laundering schemes, their child trafficking schemes, where they're not held accountable for anything, but everyone else is. So the Supreme Court today said, no. We're not going to have that, and totally did away with that. So they are standing there with their pants down. Biden has just shown everything he has, which isn't much. And it's just beautiful because all of our conspiracy theories are actually coming true, guys. It's just, I mean, we're winning so big, it's not even funny. And I love it. So I've put several things in the show notes on Trump's immunity, Assange, the Tucker on the debate, the January 6th POWs, the abortion debate, Supreme Court on Chevron. The other thing, Oklahoma and one other state, Louisiana, decided that they're going to bring God back to the schools and our Constitution. They're going to bring the Bible back to the schools and insist that they teach it.
Amen. Fantastic.
Yeah, so, I did see that actually about the winning superintendent in Oklahoma yesterday. I think I saw it, or the day before. Because I noticed in the comments when I was reading, whoever, I can't remember what page, it might have been the Epoch Times. So it was on their page. And then I'd written a status about it because I was like, unbelievable. So obviously it's great. And then, but underneath, you've got like people angry and, you know, annoyed that they're making them do, you know, read the Bible and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, right, okay. So it's all right to teach them wanking and that you can change gender or whatever, but teaching them the Bible, you're angered by it, just really blows my mind. Some of these people's mentality, it really does. But yeah, no, that's amazing news. That is
really, really
in
good.
Comparison to the guy, obviously we spoke about this before I went on holiday, didn't we? The guy in the Welsh school, you know, not, who had been
exactly
investigated because he was teaching, you know, Christianity in schools. Unbelievable,
isn't it? What have you got for us, Kat?
I got a few things. So, I mean, it's American, but it needs to be noted. Basically, we're over Pride Month now. You know, we're on the 1st of July, thankfully, although it will still be everywhere, as we know. But anyway, there was a couple of videos I saw and I was just like, how deviant do they? I know San Francisco is a real hotspot.
I know the video you're talking about. It's sick.
This is so
it has
disgusting.
Been for years and years and years. Even back in Kinsey's day, San Francisco was where he went for a lot of his case histories and stuff in the bathhouses and the brothels and everything down there. So I know it's always been pretty bad anyway. But there was a guy wandering around basically interviewing these and in their Pride, you know, their Pride carnival celebration or whatever, they just had people completely stark naked, and he was going up and asking them, look, you know, do you, because there's children around, do you think this is normal, or do you think, you know, and they're all saying, first of all, he asked them, you know, where they sit in their sexuality and whatever, and they thought it was freeing and there's nothing wrong with it, and this that normalization again. So he goes up then to at the end, he goes up to a police officer or a group of them and says, look, you know, is this not illegal? And they say, no, it's not illegal. The only time it's illegal is if they're getting gratification out of it. And the guy says on the video, well, just wandering around naked is probably getting gratification out of it, just because they haven't got a hard on or at that point, do you know what I mean? An erection at that time doesn't mean, how can you prove that they're not getting gratification from those children seeing them? Do you know what I mean? So basically something which should be illegal, if you just went out and just, you know, in the street and was naked and whatever, you'd be done for indecent exposure. But apparently it's fine. And the other one, and this is the one that really, really made me feel sick, and I am so, so sorry to our listeners, right? But I am going to say what I said or what happened. So I think this was San Francisco Pride as well. yeah, here it is. Yeah, right. So this was from Tenet Media on Twitter. A man receives a blowjob and urinates in another man's mouth at San Francisco Pride. I talked to San Francisco Police Department about the laws regarding this, and they said it's a, quote, pick your own battles kind of day, end quote. So basically 100% illegal, yet no laws are being enforced. Isn't that just, that's the deviant levels that we've got to. There's children wandering around in this, mind. I can't even say,
I mean,
I would never take my child to it anyway. But if my child ever witnessed something like that, there would be people in hospital and it wouldn't be me.
You know, they've got there's feces going down the streets.
It's disgusting.
This is what is going on in that state. This is what the Democratic, these liberal, in this country, the Lib Dems, the Labour.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, that is Gavin Newsom's state.
Exactly.
And that's who they're going to try to bring out if they lose Biden.
Yeah.
If they want the, that's what they want for America. That's what they want for all of us.
Exactly. But it's happening, is my point. It's there in people's faces. And, you know, while everything else is going on, all of those kids that were at that Pride event
being exposed to
things like that, they were exposed to it. So the damage has already been done. And this is why I get so frustrated with everything. So I'm like, while all this stuff is going on, more and more and more and more and more and more kids are being psychologically and emotionally completely damaged.
That's exactly how I feel. Every single day that goes past, another more and more children are going to be so, we've got a generation of messed up
kids that we have to somehow turn around, even if that's possible. I mean, it is, but it takes a long time to do something like that.
It needs to start. It needs to start with passing in laws and enforcing the laws that we currently have on the books and arresting parents for endangering their children, taking them to a place like that to begin with.
Yeah. Oh, and arresting the people who would. Doing it as well. Do you know what I mean? Just get them off the street.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't even near it. Like, you're just deviant.
But the parents, any parent
people.
That would take a child to something like that should be behind bars for child endangerment.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. The laws are not being enforced. Do you know what I mean? They're just not. You know, they're being allowed a free pass to do all this stuff, and it's just disgusting. And something else that happened as well, and I saw the video this morning. I'm not going to release the video because there's a young girl on there and I'm protecting her, right? But this was in Wales. This was in Cardiff yesterday. Not yesterday, must have been last week. So listen to this again, right? So these are for the people who say, it's not happening, it's not happening. It is happening. It's happening all the time. Hang on a second. It was when I wrote this morning. Basically, it was of a 15-year-old girl telling, so this was the video, a 15-year-old girl telling her auntie what had happened in school, right? Now, when she was in school, let's say school in Cardiff, she was told, they were told the class, and there was only eight of them in there because I think they were like special needs, you know, type behavioural issues, ADHD, things like that. So it was eight of them in the classroom, and this was the teacher, this wasn't a third party organisation like Mermaids or Jigsaw or anything coming into the class and doing it. The teacher asked them to go and research anal sex on YouTube. So she got up and walked out, and now she faces detention for that, for going up and walking out of that class. Wow. Now, I'm not being funny. Again, I will say it again. She is a minor. And if somebody on the street had gone up and said that to that 15-year-old girl, they'd be in prison. Yeah, if a teacher gets a free pass to do it because it's in an educational setting, this is absolutely disgusting.
It is.
Well, I'm going to give you a bit of good news. It's a start. Pornhub shuts down in more US states after refusing to protect children. One of the world's largest pornography websites plans to close down in a further five states that are introducing robust age verification measures into law. From July, Pornhub will be unavailable in Indiana, Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, Nebraska. It's already withdrawn from several other states over the past year because they require users to submit their age using ID.
Right, and well, it's a start.
Yeah, but for the fact that Pornhub don't want to do that and they're closing it down. What's that about?
Exactly. That's what I mean, because the porn industry usually answers to absolutely nobody. Do you know what
it
I mean? It knows his children on there. They know it's important.
But they want it. Obviously, if they're closing it down because they've got to abide by these.
It's obviously their target.
Yeah, it is their target.
Exactly.
It's their target.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It is.
Exactly. So there's been a couple of big name, well, a Hollywood photographer over the weekend has been accused of sexually assaulting young men who were aspiring to be models. He was arrested by the LAPD. And he's a Hollywood photographer, William Isaac Thomas. So we've got one predator off the streets for now. I don't know, it's LA. They don't prosecute, they just, them and New York just let people go. We've got a New Jersey teacher of having been sexual relationships with students. And a university student, age 30. He's still doing a university at the age of 30. Go and get a frigging job. Sexually assaults a 19-year-old classmate. So the filth is still out there.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be rid of the big players. Because if we got rid of the people at the top who are so complicit in it, who make money from it, who do more despicable things than a dirty old man in a raincoat, these people are sick. And we are watching before our very eyes the fall of the deep state. It's happening. But as Kat said, every single day,
It's not happening fast enough. You know, I know that whatever, but I see it on the daily, and it breaks my soul and my heart, and I don't know how much more I can take of it. You know,
yeah.
So it's because that's what people are not focused on.
Exactly.
You know, it might be all the people at the top as well, but it's not. It's people like me. It's people, I say like people like me and you. What I mean is it's the everyday person, because they're so sexually deviant, because the world is sexually deviant now, and because of pornography, it doesn't matter if you take the top out, because you've created a massive bubble down the top.
This is true. Yeah, fair enough.
The only thing that is going to work to stop this is getting rid of, completely cutting the snake off at the head, and I keep saying, pornography. You have to do, it doesn't matter if it's still around, you've created that in the minds of kids and whatever now have. Anyway. Yeah. If you take the top out, they're not going to just stop because you've taken the top out. Do you see what I mean? It's fed right down through it. And that's why where my frustration just massively comes in. Do you know what I mean? It's just like,
I agree. It is a vicious circle. What they do is they take an innocent child and they shatter their soul into so many pieces that they lose their identity. Yeah. And then they teach them who they want them to be through all this deviance and all of this twisted mess. And then they've created a monster.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's really not that innocent child's fault at all. But once you have a monster, you've got a problem to deal with.
Yeah,
exactly. That's my point. Because at the end of the day, they're all victims, but then
they're going to become an
abuser as well.
And so twisted.
Be a predator. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Not. I don't mean that. But
exactly.
They do make predators. They do. They do. They absolutely do. But obviously not all of them. I'm going to switch the subject to close. So over the weekend, a secret DARPA, no, it wasn't the weekend, it was during the week, sometime last week, a secret DARPA base in the middle of a Californian desert.
The Mojave Desert.
The Mojave Desert was spotted on Google Maps, and it shows the secret US military underwater drone that's known as the Manta Ray. And this is, even now, you can put in the coordinates of the desert, you go in, you zoom in, and you see them. Well, at first of all, I thought it was the Millennium Falcon, but obviously it isn't going to be the Millennium Falcon, but it turns out is this Manta Ray, which is the secret underwater drone. What's going on? Why is this being able to be seen on Google Maps, a secret military DARPA base? Christine, what's going on?
Well,
she's gone.
Sorry. I saw that and it was very interesting. Benny actually had a story on that as well. And it was interesting because they zoom right in. They have now, the military has actually published this as well, so it's not much of a secret. I think sometimes they call it a secret military base, but then the military comes out and says, look what we've done, and that's kind of what they did. So
after it was found on Google, they've come out and then said, hey, this is what we've done.
I think before that.
Oh, right.
They had
done
that.
Fair enough. Okay.
So I think it was one of those things that they had talked about creating it, and they did. And
oh, I thought that was just the Manta Ray.
The military themselves put out they published a story on the Manta Ray and pictures of it and all of that, like a video of it and the whole thing.
I didn't
already
think they left the location. I didn't think they'd be that silly to put the location of where it was
being stored.
Weird.
Yeah, I think that is weird. I'm not sure what the backstory is on that. But the whole thing's kind of weird, because normally if you have, you know, something new, you want to kind of keep it under wraps. So I don't know.
I wonder what you're saying. So why do we know about it? Like,
exactly,
why do we know about it? Exactly.
Kat, I just want to talk to you. My God, this Jay Slater. The different theories that are going on. To me, the Lucy May story, that she was working the different islands, she recruited him.
See, that's dodgy to me. So when it first came out, as soon as it came out, I'm telling you now, I spent that many years in false flags and distractions in the media.
Oh, exactly.
I know for a fact there is something
weird.
Very, very dodgy with this story. After that, I saw the Lucy thing and I thought, well, she's putting herself out to get arrested by telling people that, mind, on a social. Do you know what I mean? Like on an open platform, she's putting herself by saying, is that the one with the drugs and all?
Right. No, it wasn't her that put that out. It was somebody else.
They knew
that Lucy May, and he had met her at a rave and they got talking and everything. And then she told him the lifestyle that she was living, hopping between Tenerife and Ibiza for the summer. And how much she was earning. But it's just weird.
It's really weird. I knew as soon as I seen it, I'm like, right, okay.
But then the mother's
when
withdrawn
you've got,
30
like,
grand.
It wasn't even that. It was how many people were going over to look for him? You had somebody
from
there,
this
only morning.
Five. There was only five there.
No,
so
but
that 30 grand, right? The target was 30 grand that Lucy May put up like hours after the disappearance, right? She created that. Now, in that email, that post that somebody said who knew her and what the story was, they were demanding 30 grand or Jay was going to be done. So they ended up, they've raised, I think it was about 40 odd grand now, but the mother went out and took out 30 grand saying she's bringing all these people over and only five people have been turning up to look.
And they said, there was talk of all these TikTok influencers and somebody off this morning. And there was all this, we know, like, you know, thousands of people go missing every day, right? So
exactly.
When they're zoning on, oh, that was it. The McCanns got involved.
No.
Did you see that? Yeah. No. And they've taken it down now, but I looked myself and it was definitely there. They had a biography on him for sale on Amazon for $12.99. This was last week. So we'd only been missing 10 days or something like that, and already, and I posted it, and so would other people posted it, and they were like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it is actually on there. But then all of a sudden I was getting comments saying I can't find it. I said, well, they've obviously taken it down, because I checked Amazon myself and I typed in Jay Slater and it came up with his it could have been fake, somebody could have just put it up there, I don't know, but I just thought, this is all one big massive distraction. It's got to be the stuff that's going on there. And did you see what he did? So did you see the article it was the day
he wasn't involved in the attack, but he was part of the group.
Yeah, he got done for it. It was like,
yeah,
I know.
He got community service, didn't he?
Yeah, but they all did their attack or whatever. And I'm not saying that he hasn't gone missing because he did that. But I just thought, and then the mother. There was nothing. And I'm like, I've seen false flags so many times. I've watched these distractions.
Why did they leave him straight away? Have they put the forensics in there? Have they gone and checked the phone records? Like, I don't see it. And now they've called off that search. Maybe they are looking. But the father was acting very weird the other day when he was asked, do you want the British police involved? And he said, that's all down to the wife. And just what, that was really, really weird.
Oh, I didn't see that. I kind of haven't looked at it since, because I was like, I know this is a load of crap, but I'm just wondering for what reason, you know?
I don't know. I've been thinking the same.
There's so many different things. It could be, you know, it could be a distraction. It could be that they're trying to, I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean,
there's
it could have been picked
things.
Up because of the groups and they're in Tenerife and it started going around on TikTok. And it just got bigger and bigger, and it, you know, then word got out. That's just a theory that one, you know, that could be an option, that that's how it's got so big. But then there are so many people go missing, and so many kids go missing in this country.
Yeah. Obviously, at the time, what's her name went missing, Mandy McCann, and you had Ben Needham, remember?
Turkey?
You didn't hear about Ben, but we heard all about Maddie, and we know now that, do you know what I mean? Like, in hindsight, we know what happened there, or we know that it wasn't as they said it was, you know? Yeah. So it's
another
one of those situations.
Those dogs don't get it wrong.
No, they don't. So, you know, it is a bit of that. It was just all over everything. And I was like, what are they distracting us from? Oh, the other thing I wanted to say as well, just while I remember, Marina Abramovic, she was at Glastonbury on the weekend and did a 7 minute, which is a heavenly number, and she's a Satanist. So a 7 minute silence to reflect on the state of the world. Can you actually believe they had the queen of Satanism and occultism and spirit cooking? I can believe it. They did a spirit, basically they did a ritual on that stage. She was on the pyramid stage, 7 minute silence for the state of the world. And this is the biggest spirit cooking, you know, witch.
They're disgusting. I mean, they've, you know, they had bloody Jeremy Corbyn on. Do you know what I mean? It's a woke festival.
Oh, 100%. 100%. But that was a ritual because, you know, Glastonbury's on a ley line as well, see? Yeah. So you've got all that energy in that place. With Marina Abramovich, though, out of everyone. Oh. Do you know what I mean? This woman is like a Satanist. Openly, it's not even, you know, the things she does.
She was like conducting ceremonies. Do you know
Queen
what I mean?
Of Adrenochrome.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Nuts. So I just wanted to get
apparently there's been some more documents of Jeffrey Epstein's release. So I'm going to go and have a look at that.
Okay.
I think things are starting to move. Interesting, Diddy's lawyers. So Diddy's lawyers are pulling away from him, right? The mainstream press is saying it's because Lady Gaga doesn't want to, because she uses the same lawyers. Lady Gaga is just as bad as Diddy. There are pictures of her on Hunter Biden laptop with her crack pipe. She's been on stage. I'm not going to go down on what she was doing on stage.
No, we know what it is.
We know what she does. She's vile. But the Diddy lawyers are pulling away from Diddy because they could be involved with the RICO charges that are coming for him. And it is imminent. I don't know why they're taking so long. I suppose they've got a... I don't know.
You think they got all the evidence they're ever going to need now? Do you know what I mean? Just get him in prison and get out all the names out, like you'd think.
Yeah, but we're still waiting to know why haven't the police questioned Jeffrey Epstein's clients?
I know.
He was facilitating children for the influential people that our kids, you know, not our kids, but the majority of kids, you know, they look up. Do you know what I mean? These people are disgusting, and we want to know who his clients were.
Yeah, they're holding on to that, aren't they?
Exactly. Christine, any final words, darling? Sorry, we went on a bit of a rant there.
No, it's great. I just hope everybody has a fantastic week. Things are definitely moving quickly. I think we're going to have... so much happened. July is going to be a hot month.
Yeah,
exposures coming out right now are just incredible. So just keep on keeping on. See something, say something. Be aware of your surroundings. And just expect great things. Yeah, stay focused.
Fantastic. And we'll be doing a prophecy update because I don't know what's going on in the old prophetic world. So we will bring you a prophecy watch this week as well. I'm going to probably be in London on Wednesday, but I will be taking the laptop. So we will bring you a news show on Wednesday. That's it. LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info, Truth Social, Q Team Awesome. We're on all social medias, Liberty Tactics and Lou Collins Radio Show. Find us everywhere. If you want to buy us a coffee, we would absolutely love that. And we'll be back on Wednesday. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Good night, guys. God bless.